Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's editorials with a company update from O3 Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol OIII. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Jose Viscata. Now, Jose, I wanted to follow up on a news release that came out just yesterday. We received some high-grade drill results from the Marban project. Headline number, this is hole 8. Intersected a little over 383 grams per ton gold over 2 meters. This included over 1,500 grams per ton gold over half a meter. The importance here is that the drilling is on this down plunge extension at this Gold Hawk zone. Now, the overall drill program on Marban is about 45,000 meters, and it is really focused on exploration, expanding the current and known resource, and also looking for some high grade. These are high grade results, so please give us some more information on this drill hole, hole number 8, and the potential importance of this down plunge extension at the Gold Hawk zone.
Corey, good morning, first of all, and thank you for having us in your program. We're certainly very excited with the current results of 2 meters of 383 grams per ton. Marban is a project on which we have just released a preliminary economic assessment. It shows very strong numbers with a very conservative case of $1,450 per ounce, showing $423 million in terms of net present value. This result that we have just seen is outside of the zones that were included in this preliminary economic assessment. At Marban, we have two main structures that goes northwest, the Norbenite shear zone and the Marbenite shear zone. Gold Hawk, it is within the Marbenite shear zone. It is the same shear zone where we have Orion 8, where we have Malartic High Grade, and the area where the Camflow mine used to cross. The importance of this result of 2 meters, 388 grams per ton, is that it is in the extension of the Gold Hawk area, an area that was drilled only up to 150 meters from surface. And now we have shown mineralization, high-grade mineralization at 500 meters from surface with very good results.
So, Jose, what kind of follow-up work then are you going to do if you have this much of a gap between where drilling had occurred and now some of these deeper holes, especially hole 8 that's hitting this higher grade? It makes sense to follow up and figure out what the potential is.
We have currently carry a program of 45,000 meters, as you well mentioned before, at Marban. We have one drill rig established at Gold Hawk. We will continue to drill down plunge to show the potential of Gold Hawk at least up to 800 meters from surface. It will be great if we can show even deeper structures and that shows high grade of the same caliber. The importance of this, again, is that it's showing us that we have not only the potential of an open pit, but also new shoots that could be underground mines in the same area where we operate.
Now, Jose, can you explain a little bit to all of our listeners who aren't so geologically focused as to understanding these high-grade ore shoots at depth below a generally, well, lower grade than these holes that were just released yesterday? How does it all work in a geologic model, having these ore shoots leading to a larger deposit?
That's a great question. And the one thing that we have to understand, especially in this area of Val d'Or, is that the mines in Val d'Or extends for quite a bit. What I mean by that is if we think about Lagon, it goes to 3 kilometers. We think about Goldex, it extends to 2.6 kilometers at depth. If we think about what used to be Lapa, extends up to 1.8 kilometers. So they tend to go very deep in these greenstone belts. In these greenstone belts, even if we go out of where we are and we see Hemlo or we see Red Lake, we we tend to see the same thing. It extends for quite a bit. We are talking in our area only about the first 500 meters. So we have every single piece and every single belief to believe that we can go over a kilometer in terms of a down plunge extension. From a geological standpoint of view, we are in the contact between the ultramafics and the mafics, which in general terms is a very good contact to have, because the ultramafics are more plastic while the mafics are a little bit more brittle and allows the fractures to be more consistent and to open up. And that's where we have Golho. We have Golho at the mafics in the volcanics, again in the contact with the ultramafics, and we certainly have a lot of expectations here. That was a hypothesis that we planned out since we started drilling there. And more important, we see that that is the same trend that goes towards the Kena mine. So there is some history about very good grades in that same trend.
So Jose, in terms of follow-up drilling, then, is the importance here to try to tie some of this high grade to the underlying Gold Hawk zone and deposit, or is it to potentially even find a new resource, a new kind of deposit at depth here?
We want to show first how big this is.
And that's just about simply step out drilling and showing that, hey, you know what, there is this high-grade component?
Yes, we are going to show what is the footprint of where we are. Thinking about a resource right now, it's not prudent. It's prudent to think about first how big this can be. If then we have to do more infill to come up with a resource, that's the next step. We prefer to think about drilling every 100 meters, which will not be in any category, but will give us an idea of how big this will be.
Yeah, 100-meter step-outs, it's something that I outlined just a couple weeks ago with a Steve Todorok, the broker over at Sprott, or the analyst over at Sprott, and he says he likes to see those type of step-outs. 100 meters is still aggressive step-outs. Jose, have you seen any other high-grade components to this Gold Hawk zone, or did this high-grade come more as a surprise?
No, certainly it's not a surprise. If we see that northwest trend, they start actually from Camflo, then you go into Malartic High Grade, which is in our ground. Then we go into Orion 8, which we're currently drilling. And then south from there, we have Goldhawk. So I think we're going to start to see more of this because we're starting to understand a little bit better the system.
Okay. Let's talk big picture, too, because when it comes to catalysts right now, something I've harped on is that the real catalysts here are drill programs and the drill bit that can lead stocks higher no matter what the underlying metals price is doing. As I mentioned, you have 45,000 meters drilling at Marban. The overall project is, I believe, 150,000 meters. What updates can you give us on the drill program, this aggressive drill program?
Yeah, our drill program currently is for 150,000 meters. We announced a couple of weeks ago that we were increasing to 6 drill rigs, which is what we have right now. We have 2 drill rigs right now at Marban and 4 at Alpha. And by January, once the ground is frozen and we can go and drill during the winter, we will have 12 drill rigs where we are going to have 4 at Marban and 8 at Alpha.
Okay, so consistent news flow, consistent drilling. In terms of cash in the bank to satisfy this large program, where does the company stand?
We have around $60 million in the bank. The program will cost us around $20 million. We expect to close 2021. This is not 2020, 2021 with more than $30 million in the bank.
So fully funded and a lot of drilling on tap. So a lot of stuff for us to talk about, a lot of catalysts. And full disclosure, I am a shareholder of O3 Mining. I will also post a link below this interview to the news release, but also to a Verify presentation that outlines these drill results. And that the final two slides actually of that presentation really show you where these drill holes and intersections hit, and where they are related to the other deposits on this Marban project. It gives a nice little summary of just the overall drill results, which is important, I think, to note. Jose, thank you for the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered. Jose, thank you again for your time. I'll follow up with you as we get more news hitting the market.
Thank you very much for your time, Corey. Have a good day.